O radija.
Slušali ste Vaksinse i pesmu I Can't Quit, a mi sad imamo potpuno posebne iznenađujuće goste u našem studiju. U pitanju su mladi ljudi iz Irske i Estonije koji su došli u Novi Sad Dunavskom rutom kao deo jednog velikog evropskog projekta u kojem oni treba da upoznaju nove kulture i treba da povežu ponovo mlade iz cele Evrope sa idejom Evropske unije. Njihove imena su Kenneth Lomena, on je from Irske, i Suzanne Kumegi, ona je iz Estonije. Guys, welcome to Youth Radio in Novi Sad. I just told our listeners about your project, but you could tell us something more about that. What is it all about?
So basically what it is the EU had an initiative called EU in My Region, and they wanted a way of showing what the EU is but to people within their countries. So they needed to find a kind of a way of reaching everybody locally. And so they set up a road trip project actually as part of that. And there's me and Susie along with six other travelers, and we are going around and we're showing what the European Union does. And we're also kind of learning from the people within their cultures as well. And we're learning from them as well as spreading awareness.
Susie, how does it work? You're traveling by minibus?
Yes, there's five of us in the minibus. There's me and Kenneth as the young travelers. Then we have two videographers and we have a fixer who is taking care of us. And we're traveling in seven different countries that are all along the Danube. And we're visiting different EU-funded projects and also other projects, meeting local people. And we're trying to bring this all closer to the young people approximately the same age that me and Kenneth are. I'm 21 and he's 20. So we're trying to bring European Union and all its funded projects and also Europe closer together just by showing what are we doing and where we're going. And we're kind of making videos of everything and taking photos, and it will all be seen in social media.
Okay, how has it been so far? How are the youth of Europe connected to European Union? What have you learned so far?
I think it's different. We've seen a lot of people who are very like pro-Europeans.
And then on the other hand as well, there's a lot of people who aren't so happy about it. So it's a nice mix, and it's different in every country. Everyone has their own ways of thinking it and seeing it. And we've noticed as well, like the more you go as well towards the east, like everybody kind of has their own opinions. And then everybody's like a lot more open and honest as well about how they feel towards things. And it's really interesting seeing how the people interact with us as well.
Do they know enough about European Union to make a statement about that?
A lot of people do know, but a lot of people have just as many questions as much as people do know. So
even I have questions, so I think it's normal. We can't know everything
normal,
about it.
What are your questions about local communities in places that you have been so far?
Oh, the questions vary. In Serbia, for example, over here, my question is just, what do they see with the European Union? Because since it's not a European Union country, I want to know how people view it and do they want it? Is it something that's popular with young people around here?
Mm-hmm. Is there something that connects young people in Danube region that you learned so far?
The Danube, of course.
The water. The Danube, that's one thing, but maybe about their opinions, about their passions.
Everybody just kind of has a connected opinion that everybody wants it to kind of be inclusive, and everyone's passion really is just the most thing that I've kind of heard from everybody is that everybody wants peace. That's the
peace,
one thing I've heard from everybody no matter where I go.
So right now you're in Novi Sad. Today Exit Festival starts here in Novi Sad on Petrova Radin Fortress. What do you expect from that?
Good music.
And madness.
madness. Well, did you know about Exit Festival before?
Yes.
No, I did not.
I had heard something, but I never planned to visit it, so now I have a perfect chance to do it.
Mm-hmm. And also Novi Sad is youth capital of Europe for the next year. What have you learned about that so far?
We learned that, well, there's a lot of things going on as well, and there's just a big push for it because it's something that's kind of different for the European Youth Capital to be moved outside of just the European Union as well. This is the second city outside of the European Union to be having it, so it's going to be a nice different mix, and it's going to bring some new ideas as well into this project.
Well, I've read your goals for this project, but I'm interested in your personal goals. What have you expected for yourself in this trip?
I just wanted to learn something that I didn't know before, anything, like in any field. And I've already like learned a lot of new things.
Any surprises?
Yes. Like
what?
For example, I had no idea that you can do archaeology just by flying with a plane and seeing like flying over the fields, and you can see like old cities that are buried under the ground just by seeing how the crops grow. Like they grow differently when there's something underneath.
And
this amazed
that,
me completely.
Yeah. Kenneth, what about you?
I didn't want any expectations when I came, because I feel like whenever I have an expectation, it's kind of setting yourself up to be disappointed. But I've definitely learned many things and been surprised. And probably the thing that surprised me the most was just that old people are so loving and so nice. I had an experience last week in Slovakia with an old lady who was who got very close with me. I'll say that. But just people are so open and friendly and loving around Europe.
Okay, in day or two you're off to Romania.
Yes.
And where your project ends, what can we expect from that project when you reach the Danube Delta after that?
You can expect a lot of interesting scenes and interesting videos and funny things as well happening, but also an overall view of what an Estonian sees as Europe and what an Irish person sees from Europe and how we mix all that together.
I have one more question for now. Between you two, you're from Estonia, Kenneth is from Ireland. What about the differences between you? Because you're actually learning right now.
Yes.
About differences all over the Europe, and what are the differences between you two?
I learned that Estonians are very like direct, but also they don't show any fakeness to each other. There's very honest people.
Yeah, we don't show a lot of emotions at all. But when something really moves us, it's always real, but not anything fake. That's really
what
hard
about
for
the Irish?
I think you're more flexible, but I don't know, you can comment on yourself.
That we like to go on the sesh.
The sesh.
Okay guys, thank you for coming to our radio station.
Thank you for inviting.
Yeah. Bili su ovo Kenneth i Suzanne, dvoje ljudi iz Evropske unije koji putuju Dunavskim regionom i upoznaju mlade ljude i uče o novim kulturama. Ostanite uz Omladinski radio, mi sada slušamo Rudimental Never Let You Go.